Reading: Infectious Diseases. In 2008, October 15th was designated as National Handwashing Day in many countries as part of an international public health awareness campaign. Since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in late 2019, the simple act of handwashing has become more important than ever. Long ago, children were often instructed to wash your hands like a doctor by parents who had likely lived through or heard about the dangers of infectious diseases like polio and rubella. We perhaps owe this advice to a 19th century Hungarian obstetrician named Ignaz Semmelweis, who observed that maternal mortality rates were reduced when doctors washed their hands with chlorine. These days, no one would argue that people are living longer and healthier lives, not only because of improved hygiene, but also due to the availability of clean water, access to nutritious food, comfortable and safe housing, and good quality health care. In addition, through scientific advancement, we now know much more about bacteria and viruses and how the body responds to these infectious agents. In order to fully understand this, knowledge of the immune system is paramount. The immune response is comprised of both structural and functional components. The structural aspect consists of the lymphatic system, which includes organs such as the spleen, thymus, tonsils, and lymph nodes, connected to one another by an intricate network of lymphatic vessels. Lymph, the liquid that helps carry immune cells, passes through these organs on its journey back to the venous circulation, picking up foreign particles along the way. Immune cells begin as stem cells and arise from the bone marrow. These cells differentiate into red and white blood cells. It is the white blood cells, also called leukocytes, which are the primary cells of the immune system that react to foreign invaders, antigens. Immune cells recognize antigens in a variety of ways after they break through the body's first lines of defense, the skin, the airways, and gastrointestinal, GI tract. Immune cells participate in the functional aspect of the immune system, comprised of two parts, fast-acting innate immunity and slower adaptive immunity. When an antigenic foreign substance is detected, dendritic cells and mast cells are the first responders of the innate system, followed shortly by macrophages, phagocytes, and neutrophils, which trap the invaders. Dendritic cells are the go-between, communicating with and presenting antigens to the adaptive system. The adaptive system is primarily comprised of T and B cells. There are four kinds of T cells: helper, cytotoxic, regulatory, and memory, and two kinds of B cells: plasma and memory. The B cells are responsible for creating antibodies. This interdependent relationship between innate and adaptive immunity is mimicked by vaccination and used to fight a wide variety of infectious diseases. However, many infectious diseases have evolved to stay one step ahead of the human immune system. They are often highly contagious, spreading quickly and easily from person to person via exhaled or expelled droplets that can be present in contaminated air or surfaces. Most people will be familiar with colds, as well as accusations of, "You gave me your cold!" Influenza, the flu, infectious conjunctivitis, pink eye, and childhood diseases such as measles are some examples of highly infectious viral diseases. Prior to the outbreak of COVID-19, influenza killed 650,000 people in a bad year. In 2020, tuberculosis, TB, a bacterial infectious disease, killed 1.5 million people worldwide. Many of these diseases are zoonotic in origin, meaning that they have spread from animals to humans. Some examples of zoonotic diseases are COVID-19 and influenza A. With the destruction of habitats and deforestation, human and animal interaction is more frequent than ever before. Add global travel, approximately 1.5 billion people traveled in 2019, and it is not difficult to imagine that infectious diseases can spread more readily around the world than in days gone by. While vaccinations, medications, antivirals and antibiotics, and diagnostic procedures advance rapidly in response to pandemics like COVID-19, they still take time to be developed and tested for efficacy and safety. In the meantime, a piece of good old advice on how to slow down the spread of infectious diseases may very well be, wash your hands like a doctor.